independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Ah, what is up, party people? How are you on this most incredible day, right? Like, this is it. It's the greatest day in the history of the world. It's the greatest day in the history of the world. It's really not, but that's the way a lot of conservatives and people are jumping up and down, because that there Obamacare is gone, right? Tomorrow's a new day. It's a new day, right?
But the ayes are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Ooh, it's a new day. I'm over it. I really, really am. I am over it. For those of you who've sent me emails in the last hour or so, 99% of you are feeling the same way. That the Republicans can celebrate this. The White House can celebrate this. They can look at this as a great victory for America. But the truth is that all it did was pass one hurdle, and it really did everything in its power to get to that point, to pass that hurdle, to get to the point where it's going to go to the Senate, where maybe it goes into a conference, where maybe it gets voted on in some way, shape, or form. And by the time that it's all said and done, it isn't going to look anything like what they talked about today. But let's be real for a second, right? The excitement on the floor today was palpable. You could feel it. And the anger, too. Let's not lead out the anger, right? Because Nancy was pissed. Woo, she was angry. But listen to it. It had a church-like feel. It had a multi-level marketing feel. Like we were at an Anthony Robbins kind of event, and he was just pumping the crowd up. But instead of him, it was the man, the myth, the legend, Paul Ryan.
Are we going to be men and women of our word?
Yes.
Are we going to keep the promises that we made?
Yes.
Or are we going to falter?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe. It's possible we may screw up. We may jack the pooch. I am not going. And by the way, we've done our job. We've came up with this crappy bill and sent it to somebody else to tidy it up. So yeah, I'm hands free here, kids. Hands free. Paul Ryan was uber excited.
I want to thank all the other members who contributed to making this the best bill possible. It really was a collaborative, consensus-driven effort.
But what's it really do for you? I mean, honestly. There's a lot of talking heads out there today that are going to talk about how many of them are going to be straight up honest, right, about it. If you think your premiums are going to go down tomorrow, you're fooling yourself. If you think any changes are really happening between now and the end of the year, you're fooling yourself. And if you really think that the Republicans are going to put us in a better position healthcare-wise, I think you're fooling yourself. I really, really do. I think at best we get Obamacare light. At worst, the Republicans hurt more people than they help, and they lose for the next 4, 6, 8 years, much like what's happened with the Democrats. And I mean, this to me is, I don't find it to be amazing. It shouldn't be that hard. What do people want? People want choice, right? People want choice. That's what they want. They want a manageable premium, and they want a somewhat manageable, and I say somewhat because let's be real, how many times a year do you go to the doctors? Most people don't go to the doctors that much. People who are sick go to the doctors. I've been a doctor for a long time. Very rarely do anybody I know go to the doctors. My son may go once or twice a year for a checkup, or maybe if he's got the flu and gets a Z-Pack or something, but by and large, most people don't use it that much. Manageable monthly premiums that don't break the bank, that don't put you in a what do I have to sacrifice this month mode. Deductibles that are real, but let's be real. kind of deductibles are we going to get out of this? Right? I don't think we're going to get anything that's going to be that much better. If you're lucky to work at a place that eats a lot of it for you, you know, that's great. If you've got employee-sponsored healthcare, that's fantastic. Sure, maybe they keep some form of pre-existing, but what's that look like? The one thing that everybody seems to, right or left, that's not a politician, agree on is that, but what does that look like? Are we going to have a chance to go across state lines? I don't know. Purchase? Sounds dirty, right? Like, did you guys hear Chad took insurance across state lines? Oh, that's a felony. What was he thinking? Was it underage insurance? Oh, wow. I mean, I'm just curious, right? CBO says 24 million people are going to lose their health care. Some of that's by choice, so let's not freak out about that. But on top of all of that, some people are. They're going to be pissed, and they're voters. And by, you know, I don't see the celebration here. You knew it was coming. You knew they were going to do everything they could to get this thing passed. But if it's so amazing, right, if it's so amazing, and there's always partisan politics, but if it's so incredible, why was the fight so strong to get this thing through? Why was the fight so big? You have everything you need, right? You got the Senate, you got the House, you got the presidency. Why was the fight so big as to get this thing through? Why did you have to promise the world to several people who weren't on board with it to get this thing through? I don't know. I would like to know. I would love to know. Because I think in their heart of hearts, they know it's about the repeal, replace. And they could look at everybody and say, hey, you guys still have to vote for me. You wanted us to repeal and replace, and we did. It didn't work out the way you thought, but you wanted it, so you blame you. At this point, I don't even know what to do anymore. They have broke this thing. They've got their tentacles in it. They've tied it up. They've chopped it up. They've put it in knots. They've done so many things to this. It's ridiculous. And they could celebrate. It's a great day for America. Well, nothing happens. Nothing changes tomorrow. And what if is the question I've asked. And I've yet to hear anybody come back and say, well, what if it's great? You know what? I'm the first one to stand up and say, I jacked the pooch. I'm sorry. Yeah. But what if it sucks? What if it's worse? What if it's a debacle? What then? I think we're at the point now where this thing goes to crap in the next 5 years. If it even gets through the Senate and gets passed back, if this thing goes to crap in the next 5 years, I think a single payer is sooner rather than later. That's it. And then you think, and this is the funny thing, for all of the stuff that the Democrats want, right? Which is to even the playing field, to give everybody opportunities, to give everybody all of this stuff. As soon as they try to even that playing field, look around the world when you try to even things up, what ends up happening is the top pull even further away when you don't let the free market. And it's so, again, it's easy to say it's easy, but they don't listen to people with common sense. They listen to the screamers. Right? They listen to those people who are yelling at the top of their lungs, you better repeal or replace because Obama's evil and he's a socialist, blah, 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 blah. They're right. They scream and yell that, and they listen to him. And it's not a right. People don't have it. If you can't pay for it, suck it, blah, 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 you know. And they listen to him, and they go and do it, and then it goes to hell. And they're voted out of office, and then this thing gets flipped around again. And it ends up becoming a single payer because eventually people are sick and tired of it. Fighting all day, arguing all the time, doing the same song and dance year after year after year, all the while you and I and everybody else are paying higher premiums, getting less service. It sucks. It really does. But this is where we're headed. This is it. We're headed down this path right here. So you have to ask yourself, do you think this thing's really going to work? Because I no longer have faith. Not that I had a lot of faith in them, but I don't have a lot of faith in this. And I have less faith in this because every time I think they're going to do something right, they surprise me and ruin it even worse than I thought they could have. We didn't just crash the train. Once we got out of it, we lit it on fire. Then we took hammers to it. Then we poured acid on it. Do you really feel good? I mean, do you feel like, hey, this thing is going to be the greatest thing ever? It may work out to be, and I will raise my hand, and I will say, you know what? I am sorry. It may turn out to be that. God willing, it is. But based on what I've seen in the past, I think, as my buddy Skyler put it earlier, we got a turd sandwich or a turd sandwich part deux, and this is what we're stuck with. Now, will the Republicans pay the same price that the Democrats did for the last several years? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Hey! Technology's great. You know what technology can do? It can make your life a lot better. And ProFlowers can make it better with that technology. They have a new service called the Pro Gifter Service. This is what's amazing. Doesn't matter, right? We forget. Doesn't matter how much we think we're going to do something, we forget because that's who we are. Men, we're forgetful at times. We understand that. Anniversary, birthday, special day, certain things that we must remember. And by the time we do, it's too late. We've all been there, whether it's been our wives or our moms, any of the, don't be that guy. All right. Don't be that guy. Do the right thing. Check out ProFlowers' new Pro Gifter Service. It's the easiest, most fail-proof way to look amazing all year. This is what you do, right? It allows you to schedule three bouquet deliveries, the three addresses or the same address up to a year in advance. It's amazing. It three bouquets, three vases. All for $99. Boom. Right? Free shipping with that. You're going to save time and money, like $70 worth of savings, and then some. And you'll look great. You won't be that guy that stops by the store on the way home and goes inside and you buy yourself something to eat or something to drink, and then you get yourself some flowers and you look goofy. You don't want to be that guy. Pro Flowers buys nothing but the best. 7-day freshness guarantee, 7-point quality check. So you know they're going to look amazing before they even get there. You know, hey, I got nothing to worry about. So this is what I want you to do. All right? You're thinking of something right now you should send flowers for, an occasion. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner on the homepage. It's right there, right? Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates. Boom, you're done. That's proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Let me know. Are you thrilled by this? Are you sad by this? Do you think they're going to do a great job? Or is this going to be a mess? It's the Chad.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These go to 11.
Does Trump care lower health costs?
No.
Does Trump care provide better health care?
No.
Does Trump care protect seniors and families?
No.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi there. Everybody talking about Trump care. Brian care. It is what it is. We don't know what it's going to end up to be care. But that's going to be the talk for the next couple days. People are celebrating. Some people are worried. I am sitting here just going, I don't think any of us have anything to worry about at this moment in time, but God only knows what takes place after it gets out of the Senate and we start to implement this thing. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Matthew and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Chad?
It's going great, brother.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about my week, and I've not been having a very good week. Monday morning, I go into work, and my company, I sit down with the company controller. He says, the company's closing. You know, not great. One little bit of relief I have is that my wife and kids are both on the federal exchange. and then this happens today. I'm kind of, you know, holding my head in my hands going, you know, my son's got autism. My daughter has a peanut allergy. Those are pre-existing conditions. You know, what the heck am I going to do?
You know, first things first, Matthew, you don't have to worry about that immediately, but I understand what you're saying. And this is the problem I have a lot of times with a bunch of these older conservatives who feel like, well, you should just be able to go out and get it yourself and just deal with it. That's not the way we work anymore. And you guys have allowed us in D.C. have allowed you guys to be run by big business for so long that you don't understand what everybody like you and me and everybody else are going through. And you don't have to worry about it for long. And remember, dude, I think that thing's going to be in there forever, and they're going to change that because the moderates in the Senate aren't going to allow that to be so they can charge you exorbitant rates for that. So I wouldn't worry about that. And I bet you things get better sooner rather than later, man. I appreciate that. Another quick call. Jeff, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
Nothing.
You're bumming me out, man. This it just made it through the House. So what? It's months away. It's failing. You got to do something. That's like saying, hey, my kid's got cancer. Just leave it alone. You got to do something. So at least we're making attempts.
I agree with you, man. We got to do something. But the problem is you've got to do something that works for the people. And let's be real. A lot of this looks like it works for everybody that's not the people. This was the first one was written with the insurance company thinking they were going to make a boondoggle. Now they see the mistakes, and now they want to go to them and say, okay, how do we make a boondoggle here? And that's my worry.
And
like you heard Matthew before, man, autism's a pre-existing condition. What are they to do?
Yeah, but those of us are actually paying for the thing should be able to afford it. So trying to work something out, I think, is a good thing.
Well, yeah, except for one thing. What happens, man? Let me ask you this, Jeff. What happens if all of a sudden, let's say we got to jump. Hold on. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I still want to talk more about this healthcare stuff. We got so much stuff to get here. Head online, Jeff. We'll get you on the other side. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There is no such thing as a pre-existing condition. We have guaranteed issue. If you're like me, a severe asthmatic or something else you have, you get coverage.
Well, what's that coverage cost? You make 200 grand a year, you're sitting pretty. You don't have to worry, right? See, they all come at it. All of these politicians come at it from a point where they're already covered. They got nothing worried, nothing to worry about. And they think, well, if you've got a job and your employer covers it, then you got nothing to worry about. Let us pool together. A lot of us out here. Remember, what drives the economy mostly isn't large corporations. It's small and medium-sized entrepreneurial businesses that do it. And this kind of hit on us in the past has been huge. Right? It has. And now you're talking about, well, pre-existing conditions, but there's going to be a caveat because we can get a waiver and charge you more, and so it's not our problem. Come on now. You know, let's be honest, please. You know, before we went to break that, the Jeff guy was saying, I'm bumming them out. I'm just being honest. Look, we need to do something. He's 100% right. We do. But if you've got to fight this hard and promise many other things, is this the right thing? Is it the right thing? That's the question that needs to be asked. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mike Callie, what's happening?
Hey, hi, Chad. Just in reference to what you were just talking about and the last caller, you know, that system that basically helps him out that's in place now makes me basically pay $14,000 a year with a deductible that's so high, it's like $12,000 or something like that for the family, that it's, for practical purposes, completely useless. And so, you know, I'm having to, as well as many other people, pay for, you know, his thing. And not that there's anything particularly that something shouldn't be happening for him, but I think he also has to look on the other side of it and understand that, you know, because of this situation, I basically ended up with nothing. Had a cataract surgery I had to pay 100% for.
Yeah.
Because it was below the deductible.
And what do you get for that? That's just it, man. What do you get for that? People want lower premiums and reachable deductibles if something goes wrong. Or give us an opportunity to live in a more cash-based medical world with a lot more choices and competition, less regulation, so we have an opportunity to go in there and say, let's buy catastrophic. So if I get to the point where I need catastrophic, I'm really screwed anyways. But we're not there, man. And the struggle is real for a lot of people, and they don't feel that. And it's easy to say, well, you can go out and get a job, or you can go do this. That can't be the answer by the Republicans anymore. And there's, and let me, there are too many of them I know that that's the attitude they have. You can't do that. We have to fix this thing right. And there's ways to do it. But when you're sitting there listening to all these insurance companies and these big money rolling in and all of this stuff is happening, and you've got one group fighting over here because they want basically to get rid of all of this stuff and to go back to the way it was. And if you can't provide for yourself, screw you. There's a government safety net somewhere. And other people who said, you know what, there's some good things in here. We should probably try to keep these things. And they're going to fight as well. What's it going to be like when it gets to the Senate and you've got more moderates and already Democrats who want no part of it? It's going to be ugly. And it's not going to resemble anything, man. That's the other thing. This thing that people see today, it's not going to look like that when it gets when everything's said and done.
Well, I wish what they would do is something like take the total amount of medical costs paid the previous year, divide that by the population, and that's your cost of health care per person with some subsidies to people who are poor that would have difficulty with that. That, to me, is fair. Then you're not redistributing anything particularly. You're sharing, everybody is sharing it, you know, equally. And that, to me, that would be fair.
There's a lot of things that people have talked about, but in the end, it's the people in D.C. that are going to decide this, and then we're going to have to just basically take it. And it could be bad. It could be great. But I tend to think I tend to think that it's going to be somewhere in the middle, and that this isn't going to be as great as a lot of people think. Appreciate your call. I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer, but I try to keep it real, right? I try to tell you guys the reality of the thing. There was a lot of things inside Obamacare that was ugly. And first and foremost, Obamacare getting into our lives was the ugliest part. But now that it's there, the kryptonite has landed over here, right, into the Republicans' lap. And I'm not just thinking about the if it goes south, oh, everybody's going to go, those Republicans are silly and they didn't do what it was supposed to. Think about the ramifications of watching the Republicans go the way of the Democrats did for the last 7.5 years. And a good portion for that was the fact that health care played a huge part in a lot of people's lives, and they felt screwed over by the Democrats, and boom. And what if over the next 5, 6, 8 years, they lose seat after seat, right? They got nothing in the House, and the Senate's theirs, and all of a sudden the White House is there again. What about then? All the while, we're paying more. All the while, we're paying more. Right? And getting less for it. I think this is the last shot. I really do. I think this is the last shot. I think if they blow it up and it goes down in a handbasket, premiums rise, the expenses rise, we end up paying more and more. I'm telling you right now, guys, We'll end up in a single payer. We'll end up in a single payer system. And I told producer Phil, man, they should have walked out today and said, we're going to do a single payer system. The look of the Democrats' face is like, I'm just kidding. But wow, they'd have flipped, right? You're right. We need to get everybody health care. We're going to do a single payer system. This is it. They would have lost their mind. But if it breaks this time, somebody said, well, you know, you got to do something and we've got to try this, that, and the other. We got to try to fix it. Remember this, kids. Michael Jackson had a regular nose, but after about the 6th or 7th fix, it wasn't a nose anymore. Put it out there. got an email from a guy that I found to be rather interesting, mad at me, because I was talking about the post office the other day, how much money they're getting and the subsidies. And he says, and look, you know what? You have every right to be pissed at me. I got zero problems with that, man. I got zero problems with that, right? You know, I'm not always a fan about, you know, you don't need to call me a douchebag to start it off and an F this and that kind of stuff, because I think that's just, you know, I don't do that to you, right? I just said that how many people send letters, how many people do any of this stuff. I'm paperless, so the only thing I ever get are ads that I don't want, right? So, you know, and he just told me essentially that, you know, I'm there in Tulsa, I'm horrible overnight, nobody listens to my show anywhere, I'm a douchebag, I lost that because if it wasn't for the post office, there'd be millions of people across the country, upon millions of people in every town, everybody basically lose their job. Paraphrasing. He says, not only do they deliver the mail, they also deliver Amazon packages. You know, the same Amazon you more likely order crap paper from. Do you know how many people would be without a job? It would be in the millions. Every town, every city, every country, and every state has a post office. Right. All right. You're right. They do. Let's see here. I'm just going to run down post office losses. $1.57 billion loss. $5 billion loss. $200 million loss over the holiday season, even though they had a great season. Wow. Look at that. $5.6 billion loss. $2 billion loss in 3 months. Wow, that was the second quarter last year. So maybe we run it as a private business. Why do we have to subsidize it? That's my thing. Why do we have to subsidize something that's failing? If the post office went away tomorrow, I guarantee you somebody in the private world would come up with a way to deliver mail if it was that important. FedEx and the UPS would go, we could do it. Somebody would. And they'd figure out a way to do it that makes a profit and that's fine. And he says, you probably get mail. No, actually, I don't. I'm paperless because I love the environment and mostly because I hate mail. What am I going to do with it? Unless I get a check in the mail, which is very rare. I don't. Everything's paperless. Producer Phil, I'm sure you're mostly paperless, if anything at all.
The only check that I write every month is to my landlord because he lives upstairs.
Do you mail it or do you walk it?
I walk that stuff.
I got nothing against people who work for the post office. I don't. But as a person who is fiscally conservative, I do have a problem with paying over and over again for something that loses money. Have we not learned? The same person here, and see, this is the experience in life, right? Guy's probably somewhat conservative, I'm assuming. And if you're somewhat conservative, you think to yourself, I'm fiscally conservative. But the experience is my wife works for the post office, and because my wife works for the post office, I think the post office is good. But if it was another department inside of the government that was losing money, well, they need to go away. Experience. It's experience. That's what it is. Experiences in life. Right? Post office. I have nothing against it. Why can't we privatize it? Turn it over to people that can run it as a profitability and not as a giant drain on taxpayers. Same thing I said about Amtrak. I don't see him chiming in about Amtrak. He told me that I should lose my job. He didn't seem to care that whether or not I lose my job. You know what? I'm a results-based business. If people don't buy ads, I'm gone, right? I'm asked out. It's a results-based business. I would love would it be great just to suck and never get fired? Wow, that'd be awesome. No, sorry. I live in the private world and the public world. Two different things. Private world, you don't do business the way you're supposed to. You don't do the revenue you're supposed to. You don't get the ratings you're supposed to. You don't do any of those things that you're supposed to. You're asked out. Public world, we'll throw more money at it. And then we'll ask you for more. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Speaking of ads, Sherry's Berries. Phil and I were talking about this a little while ago. I was not really a huge berry fan, right? I was. And I grew up in Southern California. I grew up the street and worked for a company called Knott's Berry Farm. And berries, they're everywhere, right? I love strawberry jelly and jam. That's kind of it. But I got delivered some Sherry Berries a couple years ago. And can I just say this? More than a massive fan. It was the most incredible thing I had ever bitten into. And I got some from my aunt, my mom last year for Mother's Day. And they're, don't tell them, but they're getting some this year. It's otherworldly. You're like, wow, these are, first of all, they're huge. It's like, that thing's like a berry on steroids. But then what they do to them on top, it's an art form. I mean, they're dipped in chocolate, and they got swirls, and they got milk chocolate, and you got chopped nuts, and you got all kinds of things. It's incredible. And Sherry's Berries right now is making sure that you have your mother covered this Mother's Day. They're offering a huge, massive, freshly dipped strawberry starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. But right now, this is incredible, an exclusive. When you double the berries for just $10 for mom, right? So you're doubling the berries for just $10 more, she's going to get a free cake truffle. So they're going to get free cake truffles. And there's some guys out there going, I'm just going to get it for myself. Fine, do it. All right? That's like a whole extra free gift. That's a lot of free. So you think you've seen berries? You haven't. You've never seen berries like this, and you never tasted anything as amazing as this. The only way to get these amazing berries and this incredible deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner. Use my code Benson. That's berries.com, code Benson. When you click on the mic, the amazing deal won't last long. Mother's Day's right around the corner. Go do it. Berries, berries.com. Use code Benson. Grab that deal. You'll be happy you did. Just wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Fresh, farm to table. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Today is the start of a new beginning. Yes, it's about providing better health care.
Really, Kevin Marty? I don't know about that. We'll see. Again, you never know until you see the finished product in full effect. You never know what it's going to look like. 844-DIG-CHAT. Dan, Indy, what's happening?
Hey, so my comment is that we've got to get health insurance companies out of the way of healthcare. They are the ones between us and us paying the doctor and negotiating the right price for healthcare. Years and years ago, probably back in the 70s, is when healthcare really, health insurance companies really started to creep into our lives. None of us. In fact, probably 95% of the people listening to the show or alive today remember what it was like to not have health insurance, but to pay the hospital or doctor directly.
Absolutely.
And so the money that's been generated by the insurance companies has gone to hospitals and doctors, and the hospitals advertise, the hospitals build beautiful new facilities out of architectural steel and glass. That's not what hospitals used to be, and that has nothing to do with healthcare anymore. It has to do with beauty and selling a product.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate your call. We got to jump. And Dan's right, though. Let me tell you something. The distance between our people, you, me, and everybody, and the people that we need to see for our healthcare providers is so huge, and it never used to be that way. Ever. But nowadays it is. One last quick call here. Don, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad, what's happening? Just a couple comments. One is my insurance lapsed, so I had to go. I go to a pain doctor, got a urine specimen, and it cost $800. So I kind of disagree with what the gentleman just said, because the same thing now with insurance costs $82 that my insurance pays. Then the second comment is I got a friend that's a pediatrician, and after hours, they tell everybody to go to the emergency room if they think it's bad because he's scared to get sued. And that's just people with a cold or a temperature. He's got to tell them, well, if you think it's that bad, go to the emergency room. So that's my comment.
I appreciate that, man. Well, let me tell you something. First and foremost, we need tort reform. I think we've talked about that forever today when it comes to health care. But, Don, if I were you, man, I would negotiate. Say, look, I'm paying cash for this now. I'm not paying $800. So what's the cash price for it? And if not, I'll go find somebody else who'll do it for me cheaper. Get the cash price. I'll say this. I get a prescription, and it's cheaper for me to pay cash than it is to use my insurance. But if I tried to pay cash at a Walgreens or CVS, it's 10 times what I pay at Costco. Shop around. Competition. So much still that we're going to be debating for days and potentially a year plus while this thing hammers itself through and gets out there into the fold of the world. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Solid, fun show today. Friday's going to be amazing. We have so much stuff to do and talk about tomorrow. Some hilarious stories as well. And we're going to touch on the 25th anniversary of the L.A. riots. For Phil, for a missing Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.